call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Good morning. This is Nurse T, and you're tuned in to Everyday Health here on Bashani's radio app. Today, I want to discuss an acronym that I have developed that I believe will help you stay on top of your health status. I believe that reciting this acronym, not only is it an affirmation, but it is a way for you to control your mental being, your physical health status, all in one. Now, this acronym that I've developed is simply PRAY. The P stands for prioritizing your health. I believe that it is important for you to fully understand that your health is your responsibility. You may receive assistance from your physician. You may receive assistance from medication therapy. But ultimately, your health is your responsibility. So therefore, it is important for you to prioritize your health. The next letter is R, which is research your family's health history. Now, I know some people may believe that the past does not dictate your future. And that may be so in certain situations, but when it comes to your health status, that comment is not true nor relevant. Your family's health history can determine what you are at risk of, what disease you are predisposed to. If your family history is burdened with diabetes, high blood pressure, blood clots, high cholesterol levels, thyroid issues. If you research and found out this information, there are steps that you can take to limit or even reduce your risk from being affected by these particular diseases or disorders. So again, the acronym PRAY, the R stands for research your family's health history in order to prevent or limit the risk of you having those same diseases, especially if your mindset believes that prevention is better than cure. I will urge you to, again, research your family's health history so you may be aware of now the next letter is A. Now this A stands for active. You need to be active. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be a super athlete. I'm not saying that you need to be muscle bound or just going bananas with exercise, but you do need to be active. What my active is may not be yours. What my physical capabilities are may not be yours, but you do need to get up, you need to get out, you need to get your heart pounding, you need to get that blood circulating. While doing this, while being active, it allows for your blood to vigorously circulate throughout your body. And you know what happens when your blood is vigorously circulating, it helps prevent blood clots. It helps remove plaque buildup out of your arteries, which can reduce your risk of high cholesterol. It allows your lungs to be able to function at their full capability. So you have to get active. Even if that activity is just walking to the corner of your home, even if that activity is simply touching your toes while you're in the house. Again, don't judge what your activity level should be based off what my Now, the last letter of the acronym is Y. Now, Y stands for love yourself. Take care of yourself. I know often as adults, we have so many things pulling at us, demanding our attention. We have our family. We have our children. We have work. We have our spouses. There is our business. You know, the world is constantly demanding of us and from us. But I want to let you know that it is important to take care of yourself. There's a saying out that says you cannot pour from an empty cup. You cannot. If you're not refreshed, rejuvenated, relaxed, and de-stressed, how can you effectively, or efficiently be able to help anyone else? How can you patiently talk with your children when you're stressed out? How can you fully divulge love to your partner when your nerves are burnt out? So therefore, it is important for you to take time for yourself. Exhale, read affirmations, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you love you, that you got you, that you support you. These are things that you can do to show yourself love. To show yourself that you care about yourself. I want you guys. This acronym daily and practice it daily. This acronym and it involves the totality of what health is: mind, body, and soul. This acronym touches your mind, your body, and your soul. That A in active, that's your body. That's your body. The why and love yourself, that's your mind. That's about self-care. That's about uplifting yourself, rejuvenating yourself, de-stressing yourself. And that R, researching your family history, that's your soul right there. Because you better believe that what illnesses your ancestors, your grandparents, your parents, whatever illnesses that they were plagued with or burdened with. Some portion of that is in your makeup. It's in your DNA. Most of the time, not all diseases are hereditary, but a lot are, especially diabetes in the African American community, especially high blood pressure, which is known as the silent killer because oftentimes there is no symptoms present. Even cancer can be hereditary. So I urge you, pray. And again, pray stands for prioritizing your health, making your health your responsibility. That needs to be first and foremost every day. Because without health, what do you have? You can't, it doesn't matter how much money you make. And trust me, I have, as a nurse, I have cared for millionaires. I've cared for actors and actresses and singers. And I can tell you, while they are a patient, while they're resting in this hospital bed, their accolades don't matter. Their bank account does not matter. The only thing that they're praying for, wishing for, pleading and begging for is to have their health restored. So whatever your current health status is right now, whether your health status needs to be improved or whether you are in good to moderate health and your health status, you just want to maintain it, I urge you to pray. I urge you to pray. Prioritize your health. Research your family's health history. Stay active and love yourself. Now, I want you guys to know that this acronym, PRAY, is not age specific. It is not only for the adult. If we want to change the trajectory of our family, I encourage you to start getting your younger relatives involved in a healthy lifestyle. This short acronym, PRAY, this word is easy to remember and to learn. And you guys understand that it has more than one meaning. Outside of the definition that I just gave, you know, you understand the power of prayer. This is your girl, Nurse T. I appreciate that you guys have been tuning in to Everyday Health here on Bashani's radio app. You guys can also find me and follow me on Facebook. I am also on Twitter. I am also on LinkedIn as well as Instagram. You can contact me through my website at nursetgloballlc.com. Again, you can contact me at my website, nursetgloballlc.com. I am available to be booked for speaking and other type of engagements. Thank you and have a great day.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.